Israel calls on Pope, UN to bring back Israeli captives from Hamas. By Deborah Brand on January 18, 2023. Israel has called on the United Nations, the Vatican and other global bodies to act urgently for the release of Israelis held captive by Hamas, after the Gaza ruling terror group released a proof-of-life video of one of them earlier this week. Footage of the man identified as Avraham Mengistu, who has been held by Hamas for more than 8 years, was released as part of a clip by Hamas hours after a ceremony marking the ascension of Israel's new IDF chief of staff, Herzi Halevi. The 45-second video mocks the outgoing chief of staff, Aviv Kahavi, saying Mengistu's ongoing captivity was a failure on his part, and warning his successor to be prepared for this failure and its consequences. Mengistu is one of two Israelis being held by Hamas. The other is Hisham al-Sayed. Both Mengistu and al-Sayed, who have a history of mental illness, crossed over the border and into Gaza of their own accord in 2014 and 2015, respectively. Hamas is also holding the bodies of IDF soldiers, Hadar Golden and Oren Shaul, killed during Israel's war with Hamas in 2014. Last month, the terror group boasted it had an Israeli Army-issue rifle belonging to Golden, as part of an attempt to secure a prisoner deal. In response to the release of the video of Mengistu, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that Mengistu is alive. Israel does not stop its efforts to return Avraham Mengistu and the rest of our captives and missing persons. Yesterday we received another confirmation of what we knew all along, that Avraham is alive, Netanyahu said. This is a young man, not in good health, and responsibility for his fate rests entirely with Hamas, Netanyahu added. Israel's foreign ministry sent a letter to Pope Francis, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Red Cross President Mir Yonos Balgericheger, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus and international leaders, calling on them to condemn Hamas for holding Mengistu in flagrant violation of international humanitarian law, without providing information about his health condition and without providing any way for him to contact his family or receive visits by the Red Cross. The statement by the foreign ministry noted that last month Pope Francis vowed to work towards securing the release of the four Israelis. The UN Human Rights Council and its special rapporteur tasked with investigating the Israeli-Palestinian conflict did not issue a response to either the video nor the foreign ministry's request. It also did not respond to requests for comment on the incident by the Times of Israel. UN officials are quick to condemn Israel for its actions against Palestinians and the global body passes countless resolutions against the Jewish state every year. Mengistu's mother on Tuesday said that while the video appeared to show her son, his voice sounded different. "It's not my son's voice, I know his voice. I raised my son. I recognize that part of the head," Ethiopian-Israeli Agurnsh Mengistu told Channel 12 News in Amharic. "They showed me the video on the phone. Several people showed it to me from all kinds of places. It's his head but the voice is different. It's not easy after all these years. I raised him. When I was in the U.S. with the Americans, I was there several times, I saw everything, but I don't know. My children and I are sad," said Mengistu,